The phrases are very familiar. Freedom isn't free. We stand united. United we stand. Semper Fi. These words you normally hear from the military. And it is the military that we honor on this edition of the New Directions podcast. This is Veterans Day, and it's our chance to really say, now more than any other time in history, to thank you. Thank you, all of the veterans, for doing what you can to make sure that the freedom that isn't free still is ours. Got a lot of music to share with you over the course of this episode as a way of saying thanks. I have a part in it as well. Some of the songs may be new, but in any case, this is our chance to say thank you again to the veterans, that some that are home from former wars, some that are fighting wars even as we speak. We love, thank, and salute you all. And we'll start doing it the best way we know how on the other side of this break. As we all know, Kansas City is barbecue country. I had a chance to eat recently from a food truck that has a very, very unique method of handling barbecue, and I want to tell you about it. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions podcast, here to tell you about Too Hot to Handle Barbecue. Their food truck is mainly located in Kansas City, Kansas. But they will do catering for you and serve a very, very good selection of food from their truck. I had a chance to try the pulled pork, had a chance to try the chicken also, both of which are very good. They have the rest of the barbecue fare as well. If you want to have some catering done by these folks, give them a call. I'm sure they'll be glad to do something like that for you. They have superior service, personalized attention, and they start with the simple idea of bringing the best from us to you. Reach out today to schedule your event. If you have an event and would like to have a good food truck provide the food for you, I would say give Too Hot to Handle Barbecue a call at 913-396-1762 or go to Too Hot to Handle, and that's the number 2, hot, number 2 handle barbecue.com. You, my friend, will be very glad you did. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Who else but the Oak Ridge Boys? From 1968, theme for the Green Berets, Sergeant Barry Sadler. Hold on just a second. From a movie starring John Wayne called The Green Beret. Toby Keith as a tribute to the American soldier.
American soldier, an American soldier.
if there's any other person besides a soldier that would know that freedom isn't free and do something about it very quickly, if there's any other one besides a soldier, I haven't met him yet. Here's Billy Ray Cyrus with Some Gave All. Something to think about, of course. One final song for this segment. We call in Aaron Tippin for one of my favorites of his, with the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly.
Well, if you ask kill everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly.
Runaway favorite of his, Aaron Tippin, Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly. We will continue with more music on this Veterans Day edition of the New Directions podcast right after this. Would you like to have a look at the weird, wonderful, and obscure things around the Kansas City metro area? Well, let me tell you about a book that will give you a good place to start. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to tell you about Secret Kansas City, a guide to the weird, wonderful, and obscure. Ann Nickendorf wrote this book. She is a local area writer who does a lot of freelance work for the Kansas City Star, KCUR, and Flatland Magazine. She has come up with areas around both Kansas and Missouri that not a lot of people knew about, and this particular broadcast only covered some. If you'd like a list of a lot more, go by your local rally house and pick up a copy of Secret Kansas City. You will learn things about the Kansas City area that you never knew existed. Secret Kansas City by Ann Nickendorf. Kansas City's Believe It or Not. Jim Brickman along with Robin Mead from Headline News. Welcome home. Sometimes the military affects the family a little more closely, so much so that Joe Bonsall from my friends the Oak Ridge Boys wrote a book and later a song about two people that played a very, very big role in the past war, specifically World War II. Here's Joe with the story of his parents whose names were G.I. Joe and Lily. Just a second.
Just 1944. Joined up in Uncle's army. Hit the beach. Fought a war. A decorated hero. He never talks about those days. Because of guys like G.I. Joe, our country's free today. She was Woman's Army Corps, raised in Carolina. escorting wounded young men home from a burning hell on earth. The first time that she saw him, he was broken and alone. Lily fell in love that day when he went and said hello. They married in the spring, all dressed up in army green. So Gal alone walked home, raised a family. The war returned to G.I. Joe in 1965. The old wounds came back to haunt him, but Lily's love kept him alive. Now they're living in a veteran's home. They've both grown old and gray. The medals earned so long ago now hang there in a case. Sometimes she finds him weeping as he lay there in his bed. The distant sound of battle still echoes in his head. And Lily sings this song to G.I. Joe. Let me hold you in my arms, hands folded. Take my hand, for we are going home today. Someday they'll rest in Arlington, neath the red, the white, the blue, safe in the arms of Jesus when their journey here is through. An American loves story, not unlike a lot of others. Except that G.I. Joe and Lily was my father, my mother.
That was quite a project for Joe to do. But we have every right to be proud, not only of his parents, but the rest of the veterans that have served our country and continue to. I want to throw in at this point a tribute that was written by a Facebook friend of mine named Jerry Plants. I think I might have shared this at one other point. If it sounds familiar, well, maybe we need to revisit it. This is a tribute to veterans from his, Jerry's, that is, second book, We're Veterans. We're so thankful that you're grateful, that you remembered, that you honor us here today. We're no one special, just regular folk who decided to put on a uniform, whatever our reason, whatever the cause, for traveling down that military road. And now we're called veterans. And that's proud distinction. That's what I was trying to say. Some of us fought in wars, some of us served in times of peace, some of us volunteered, and some of us were conscripted, and some of us were praised, saluted, and smiled upon. While some of us were ridiculed and scorned, our families shared the burden of sacrifice, worry, and hardship. But there's something about that uniform, no matter what branch it represents. There's something about it that made you stand taller and walk with confidence, to know we carried out our oath to protect and defend our country and our precious Constitution. There's something about that uniform that you and your comrades wore that makes you realize beyond any words from a book that we were doing something honorable for the noblest reason of all, our country, loved ones, and family. So are we proud? You bet we are. And this one day in November, when millions of Americans collectively celebrate just for use, of course we are proud. Even more so when we see our friendly neighbors, our families, on a daily basis, or our kids in school, or when we watch a ball game, or see lovers holding hands, or watching a parade with that glorious flag passing by. We're proud to have worn that uniform. There's something about that uniform. It says we did our part. We did our duty. The light did not go out on our watch. Veterans Day comes once a year. And we're thankful that you are grateful. But for we who wore those uniforms, we proudly proclaim, we're veterans. And if we could, we'd do it again. The two most popular patriotic songs, I do believe, America the Beautiful and Battle Hymn of the Republic. Final song for this segment, I call in the tall son of a gun, Mr. Trace Atkins, who will take us to Arlington.
Never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land. Me and some other men.
For a job well done.
A job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those things, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it cost to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those things, for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. For the things we've done, we can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington.
We lift them all up. Every single soldier, thank you all for giving your life and making the ultimate sacrifice. Those that made it home, welcome home. Happy Veterans Day. We'll be right back. There are a lot of donut shops around, but there's one particular one that is local and really knows how to make them fresh every day. This is Terry Runyon from the podcast, here to share with you about Ray's Donuts. They make their donuts fresh every day. The coffee is absolutely fantastic, and instead of getting sugar from a packet, you get it from a sugar machine. You can wind in your own, put as much sugar as little as possible. It's up to you, and you can make it the way you like it. They do a very big business. I deliver for them on DoorDash quite often, and I enjoy the product that they sell to everybody. It's a very good donut, and I very highly recommend it. Next time you're on Vivian Road, please stop by Ray's Donuts, and you will be very glad that you did. Next week on the podcast, I'm going to introduce you to a new, at least new to me anyway, musical family. They're headed by a man that you already know about, the mountain man William Lee Golden. It is William Lee's family that we're going to feature next time right here on the New Directions podcast. Would you join me in prayer? Eternal God, we thank you for the veterans who knew that freedom wasn't free, and yet fought for us and continued to do so. Guide them all as they continue to fight for our freedom, and help us all to be a more grateful nation for those that are fighting even now. For those that have fought and have come home, happy Veterans Day to each and every one of you, and may you find the peace that God alone can, will, and does provide. Be with all of the veterans and be with us. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. And with that, that's going to wind things up for this week's Veterans Day edition of the New Directions podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. We will see you next week when the Goldens come calling. Until then, Trace is going to get us out of here with Still a Soldier. So long, everybody.
There's a part of him that does too. And
if they called and needed him back all, he'd be on that plane. He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue. He put away his gun and boots, but he still believes the American.